Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Ireland facing Australia in the final game of the Autumn Nations Series at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow. And of course, all eyes are going to be on Joe Schmidt because he's coming back to Ireland for the first time as head coach since taking over with the Wallabies. And it'll also mark the last game for Andy Farrell before he heads off to be Lions coach. Well, let's look at all the action ahead. Murray Kinsler is with us, rugby correspondent for the42.ie. Good to have you with us, Murray.
Yeah, good to chat to you, Claire.
Now, it is a special moment for the Irish team and Andy Farrell with Joe Schmidt returning. He was here with the All Blacks, but not as head coach. But I was reading in, I think it was Gerry Thorney's piece this morning, that the Irish team might be, although they're not saying it, a little bit sick of hearing about, you know, how important it is that Joe Schmidt is coming back. There's no denying it. It is a big deal, isn't it?
It sure is, and it's fascinating for us on the outside. It's a big deal anyway for Irish rugby because it's the 150th anniversary of the RFU as well, and Keane Healy is going to become the record caps holder with his 134th appearance, moving past Brian O'Driscoll. So lots of motivation from inside the group, but it's fascinating to see what Joe Schmidt will throw at them and what potential weaknesses he's picked out, because he had a big impact on the World Cup quarterfinal last year when he was in the All Blacks camp as an assistant, and some of the plays they used that day to beat Ireland certainly had his fingerprints all over them. And listen, it's also just great to see him back. He's been in great form this week. The Aussie media call him Genial Joe, and I think he's more relaxed about it all. And certainly it's a bit of a contrast to the last couple of years with Ireland anyway. But we should all remember the impact he had on Irish rugby. I mean, even now, the foundations that he laid are still there. You look at someone like Paul O'Connell, who's part of the Ireland coaching staff and very much learned his trade and his way of working from Joe Schmidt, who helped Ireland to a grand slam as well. So I'm sure he'll get a brilliant reception and has done all week around Dublin, and he seems to be enjoying being back.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I just wonder what the psychological impact of his being there on the other side will be. I mean, we can't really quantify that, but they're going to have factored it in and try to find a way to deal with it.
The biggest impact Joe Schmidt makes is with his excellent coaching. He's a bit of a genius when it comes to picking out potential flaws in the opposition, and Ireland benefited from that so many times. So I've no doubt he has a plan for the Wallabies, who are, we should say, still underdogs for this. They've had a revival, I suppose, under Schmidt this year. It was a disaster last year with Eddie Jones in charge for the World Cup, and he really had to pick up the pieces. And they've had some tough days under Schmidt this year, but more recently we've seen signs of their progress. They beat England in Twickenham a few weekends ago, and it showed the level they can get to. But they're certainly going to have to produce their best of the year, you'd imagine, in this game. And generally, Schmidt, he gives you that game plan that allows you to do that. He gives players a confidence because they feel so well prepared, and he's got a good coaching team around him as well. So they're really here to upset the party, and I've no doubt that Joe Schmidt would love to, I suppose, underline his kind of coaching quality again, all over again. Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the Ireland team then. We have Sam Prendergast, who's in the number 10 jersey, ahead of Jack Rowley. Not a huge surprise, though, is it, given his performance last week?
Well, it's kind of been coming with the last few weeks and the noises from Irish camp, and certainly the stuff that Andy Farrell has been saying about Prendergast in the media as well. And it's very clear that Ireland and Farrell are really excited about where Sam Prendergast maybe can get to. He's only 21 still. He hasn't played a lot of rugby for Leinster, just 8 starts for them. And of course, last weekend was his first start for Ireland against Fiji. He nearly had a red card early in the game. He escaped that scare and he did very well, but it'll certainly be a different test against a better Australian defence this weekend. But you could see some of the stuff last weekend that does excite them. He's really able to pick out space and his passing range is really varied. He's got a lovely kicking game. And by all accounts, is a seriously mature character who thrives with driving the team. So we're seeing just how excited Farrell is about him because he's backing him for this big game. As I've said, it's a massive occasion with the 150th anniversary and the fact that, as you said, Farrell is leaving after this and will want to go out on a high. So I think it's really more about that excitement around Prendergast and seeing more of him against a top level team. For Crowley, yeah, he'll have to impact off the bench, and I've no doubt he'll be highly motivated to do that and remind everyone of his class. But it's very clear that this 10 jersey is going to be a big talking point for many years to come, Claire.
Yeah, and then Andy Farrell has made four other changes, hasn't he, to the starting lineup from last week, but probably to be expected that he would be strategic in the last game ahead of this one.
For sure, and it's kind of back to his frontline team, really. The 10 jersey maybe is the one where you weren't sure whether it was Crowley or Prendergast, but all around him is experience, the tried and trusted kind of forward pack. There's an opportunity on the bench for another 21-year-old in Gus McCarthy, who's still in the Leinster Academy. He started at hooker last weekend and did really well. But on the whole, it's a very settled-looking Irish team, and that'll allow Prendergast to probably thrive, and they'll hope that that's the case. But also underlines the need for Ireland to go out on a high, because this autumn they'll be happy enough with most of it, but they started with a poor performance in defeat to New Zealand. They had a bad second half against Argentina, and though they really dispatched Fiji last weekend, they'll be well aware that really the kind of overall theme of the autumn and how people view it, the tone of it, will be dictated by what happens tomorrow in Dublin.
All right, it's such a big game, isn't it? In terms of injury news then, or what we need to watch out for there or worry about, Murray?
No, I think they're in pretty good health on the whole, and Ireland have been lucky in that regard. I suppose what they'll be watching out for is some of the threats that the Wallabies have. There's a new guy called Joseph Su'ali'i in the centre for the Wallabies. He's a 21-year-old. He's come across from Rugby League, and you'll see him. He can jump really high, and he can move really fast and powerfully. So they'll have their own kind of weapons to use against Ireland. But I think it'll be an emotional occasion for all the reasons we've just mentioned. And Ireland, they've told us repeatedly that they think their best performance is coming.
All right, Murray, we'll all be tuned into it. Thank you so much. That's Murray Kinsella there from the 42.ie. Live commentary of the game will be on 2FM at 10 past 3 tomorrow, and there'll be a live blog on rte.ie/sport and the RTE News app. But you'll have to decide, are you going to follow the election coverage, or are you going to follow Ireland versus Australia? That will be a big call.